This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. 2 weeks ago, we interviewed Bob Green about his memoir of being a copy kid and cub reporter in Columbus, Ohio. His book is called Late Edition, A Love Story. He told the story of how he'd once been sent to a tavern to try to bring Dr. Sam Shepard to his newspaper for an interview. Dr. Shepard was convicted in 1954 for the murder of his pregnant wife, but the U.S. Supreme Court overturned his conviction in 1966, saying that pretrial publicity had made a fair trial impossible. In a conversation with Bob Green, I referred to Sam Shepard as the most famous convicted murderer in America. Dr. Sam Shepard's son, Sam Reese Shepard, was listening to our show. We received a pointed and moving personal letter from him this week. He joins us from KQED in San Francisco. Mr. Shepard, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
And let me give you a chance to correct me.
My father, Dr. Sam Shepard, was an innocent man. It is technically an unsolved murder, and we are still to this day trying to solve the murder of my pregnant mother.
First thing I want to do is apologize, because your father, technically, certainly he had been convicted of murder at one point, but I should have noted both the Supreme Court decision and acquittal at retrial. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I also have to ask you about the wrongful imprisonment suit that you filed in Ohio in 1999.
Yes, we did file for wrongful incarceration. It was a suit to get a declaration of innocence. We did receive a judge and a trial date, but the judge, against the law, threw it to a jury and thus perpetuated the lynch mob political atmosphere that reawakened that mood, essentially, from 1954. And we lost our civil suit, essentially not being able to prove that he was an innocent man or have, essentially, the judge declare that he was. Immediately after that decision, the law was changed.
Not that this in any way compares with the severity of what happened, but, I mean, information had come pouring out that your father had been carrying on affairs.
Oh yes, my dad.
He was not a sympathetic public character.
My dad was a womanizer in those 50s and that sort of thing. We've had several public figures. I can name a few who have been womanizers. A womanizer is not a killer.
Yeah.
My dad was no killer. He was no angel either. I mean, he was a womanizer.
But it may have contributed to.
Oh, it absolutely did. The only
and your mother was pregnant, which added.
Yes,
to the,
my mother was pregnant, and the only lie, so to speak, that was attributed to my dad was his saying that he had not had affairs and trying to protect a woman's reputation, so to speak, was kind of old-fashioned.
One other bit of misinformation, maybe we can clear up. The fugitive.
Yes.
Well, that's not some retelling of your father's story.
It evidently didn't spring directly from the Shepard case, but my point of view was the fugitive never would have flown back in those days unless the real thing was happening in real life, which was my dad. Mm-hmm. The fugitive used to come on the air on the old Ohio State Penitentiary, where I don't know how high the tiers were and the cages that the prisoners were locked up on, but would come on TV and there would be this call through the tiers, "Hey, Doc, your show's on." And my dad never looked at it.
That's extraordinary when I think of your father in the Ohio State Penitentiary while The Fugitive is on the air in millions of homes across the country.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Well, but he never saw it, you said.
No, he refused to look at it. I really don't think my dad would have survived unless I had been alive. I mean, he truly loved my mother. They were best friends.
Sam Reese Shepard joining us from member station KQED in San Francisco. My apologies again. Thank you very much for being with us.
I appreciate it. Very good to be with you.